علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 16th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha at the very onset of his government, where he began to explain about certain important issues. And one of those issues that he really strikes at is the issue of understanding and recognizing the truth and falsehood, and to always be in the authority, under the authority of truthfulness, of true, or of what is true, of what is right, to be under the authority of the righteous. And of course, we say that this is by clearly announcing, by declaring clearly that you are in the right path and adhering to the true principles, and not to look for a leeway and kind of find gray areas where it's between the truth and falsehood, which does not exist. Truth is the light. Whatever beyond that is all darkness. There's no, for example, kind of compromise between these two things. And to understand that, to realize it, to follow it, to be under his authority, this is important, very clear. And that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam started with that. Because his authority, which is the authority of the truth, would never be able to prevail if people are not ready. Of course, truth will finally prevail. But unfortunate are those who do not want to put themselves in that, under that authority. They lose it, lose out in themselves. So Imam Ali alayhi salam brings about this issue, and unfortunately, of course, there are people who are not ready to accept and to adhere. They were ready to speak about it, but they were not ready to adhere, and unfortunately they fell off from that speedy train that was taking them towards paradise.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We know that when Imam Ali alayhi salam came to power, there were people who, a large group of people came and they claimed that they want to follow Imam Ali, that they are adherents of the truth. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he looked at those faces that had come to, give bay'ah and to pledge their allegiance to him, he had seen faces that couldn't bear the path of truth. They will just move away. They cannot do it. And therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam needed to vaccinate the community, vaccinate the society with words that will kind of prepare them for that imminent threat that was going to come in the future. Imam Ali alayhi salam could see that people like Talha and Zubair, people like Sa'd bin Abil, Sa'd ibn Abi al-Waqas, and people like him are not going to be able to bear the government of truth. They will not be able to survive this clear path that Imam Ali alayhi salam was bringing. I mean, as I said, many people are ready to say that they are adherents of the truth, but when it comes to practice, when they see the looming apparent disadvantages that they have in their, you know, somewhat comfortable lives, they kind of, you know, sidestep from the true path. And this is a reality that Imam Ali alayhi salam was seeing, and he wanted to prepare the communities for that. You know, a leader who is aware, a leader that is, you know, following the situation, who is a persuasive and an understanding person, he sees, he can understand the things that are going to happen, and he needs to prepare those danger, prepare the community for those. He needs to prepare those communities against those dangers, such that if that danger happens, then it shouldn't be something that was not predicted, or it is not something. If it is something that cannot be stopped, then at least the community should not face a very big harm, or their energy shouldn't be, you know, lost completely, and they should still maintain that path. Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to stop this kind of damage that was imminent, and therefore he says, فَلَئِنْ أَمِرَ الْبَاطِلَ لَقَدِيمًا فَعَلْ. Inshallah, we will continue this in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Imam Ali alayhi salam here is trying to prepare the community for an imminent threat that what he was seeing was happening, and that there were some people who are not ready to come under the truth, and probably there would be a movement to go against some of the policies of truthfulness that Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to instate into the community. And therefore he says, "Fala in amira al-batilu laqadiman fa'al." If evil kind of overwhelms, or if you see that evil is in majority, like majority of the people, majority of the times, the majority of the situations, we see that evil is kind of taking over, then laqadiman fa'al, this has been happening since time immemorial. لَقَدِيمًا فَعَلْ وَلَئِنْ قَلَّ الْحَقِّ فَلَرُبَّمَا وَلَعَلْ. And if the followers of the truth, or if the truth becomes less in the community, the manifestations of truthfulness become lesser, or the people who manifest truthfulness are few, فَلَرُبَّمَا وَلَعَلْ, then that is also something that is possible. It can happen. You don't have to worry about that. Look at these statements from a leader. These are the statements that are preparing the community. He's trying to tell them, look, you guys are all seeing that people are coming here to me, they're giving me bay'ah, they're giving, paying allegiance, and as if now the truth has come back, and, you know, the situation is all good. But, oh people, I can see things, I as a leader, can predict things that you cannot. And I can tell you that there is a chance that falsehood, you know, props up in between this community, and people start to follow that falsehood, and issues become very, very delicate and intricate to understand. Know that evil has always been there, and the manifestations of evil, the people of evil, the people of falsehood were many, and they can be many. And also sometimes the people of truth can be few. So do not be confused, nor should you worry about this. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
سيد فاز من ولا
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مرجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه